You could easily. Well, we have a multi-talented man here. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Am I pronouncing your last name correctly? Is it Kubart?
That's correct.
I took a good guess. Congratulations on the Grammy nomination. You also host a TV program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I am one of the hosts of Sprout's Sunny Side Up Show, which is on live Monday through Friday on the Sprout Network with my co-host, Chica the Chicken.
To do a live TV show is really something. That's going to be a lot of fun for you, I think.
Yeah, it's super fun. It's great. We also we write songs and sketches, so we work together to come up with what we're going to do on the show, and then we get to do it totally live and then figure out more stuff to do.
Now, the album Home, which is the Grammy-nominated album, can you tell us a bit about the thinking behind it and how you went about making it?
Sure. The thinking behind Home, my past album was called Anthems for Adventure, and it was all about getting outside and finding all the adventures that you can find outside and making memories with your friends and your family by having grand adventures. But then for this album, we thought about all the adventures that can be had just right at home. So it's songs about spending time with your family. And all the music is really influenced by kind of all the stuff that myself and my songwriting partner are listening to, and like we decided to make stuff that sounded like Katy Perry and Taylor Swift and Maroon 5 and the bands that are on the radio now, and find the things that we love about it.
And it's really a fun album to
Thank
listen
you so much.
I'm listening to the way this ends.
I'm
here
in the backyard.
Slow it down a little bit.
Swinging.
And let's listen. This is called Biggest Brother. I enjoyed hearing this.
When I first heard the news that a baby girl would be coming soon, I was scared that everything would change overnight. But when you finally came and I heard our mama speak your name, can count on me, 'cause now we're family.
That's Tim Kubart, and the album is called Home. I think the best way, and I mean this in a very, I hope this will come across as complimentary, your songs are really earworms. They stick to you after you hear them, and they're fun to sing to, and it's nice for kids to have such positive, you know, uplifting words to sing.
Thanks so much. I will definitely take that as complimentary.
Tell me who else is in the band with you.
Well, the band is sort of a rotating group of musicians who are my friends in New York City. There are a few mainstays in the band, though. Every show we do, my best friend from growing up, his name is Jumpsuit Alex. He does every show with me. He's in a full jumpsuit and goggles, and he leads all the families together. Because whenever we play a song, there's always a dance that goes along with that song. So Alex always makes sure that everyone can see the dance when it's time to do it. He is also a professional tap dancer.
A professional tap dancer. Does he ever go out on stage with you as you're traveling?
Oh, yeah. No, he's on stage with me all the time. He's on stage doing the dances, and then he also tap dances in the songs.
Oh, that's great. I just wanted to be sure. That should be fun. Have you made it to Pittsburgh? You're not that far away. I don't recall your being here.
I have not made it to Pittsburgh yet. I definitely should.
You should, and maybe we can find a way to make that happen. I think you'd enjoy performing here. Tell me how you learned about the Grammy nomination.
I was on a plane, actually. I was flying to Los Angeles. I'm also in a group called Postmodern Jukebox. Not as much for kids and families. But it's not for kids and families. We take current songs and we play them like a different era. So we'll play a Miley Cyrus song like it's from the 1950s. So I'm in this band, but they are based in Los Angeles. So I was on a plane, and all of a sudden I got a text message from a friend that was just a bunch of emojis of people dancing. And I thought the nominations were coming out later in the day, and I got this text message of people dancing. And this friend normally would not send me text messages, so I was thinking, why did this just happen? Is there a chance that this is because I was just nominated for a Grammy? So I got on my computer and I bought the internet, and I looked it up.
Well, that you had to be one excited plane rider at that point.
Yes, I did tell the person sitting next to me.
Yeah, and that person had to be really, you know, how often do you get to ride next to a Grammy winner? Well, the Grammy Awards are coming up in February 15th, I believe, is the date.
Yeah.
And I wish you the best of luck. We're going to play a song. You have a lot of nice guests on this album, one of whom is the great Laurie Berkner. And we're going to feature the song that you do with her just after we finish chatting this morning. I wanted to ask if there's anything else you'd like to add regarding music or kids or your Grammy nomination. It's just great to have you here this morning, Tim.
Thanks so much. TimKubart.com. I love people to see all the different things that I'm doing.
Great.
And when I'll be close by.
Excellent. Well, thank you, and good luck coming up on February 15th.
Thanks so much.
I could watch the hero settle wrong from right.